to the What Really Happened radio show. Putting America first, second, and third. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. And CNN is covering the arrival of the candidates for this debate. And we're going to be talking about that a little bit later on. The machinations, the backroom politics that are going on there. We have been covering this story about all of these corporate CEOs who are basically going out to their employees and saying, boy, you know, if Obama wins, well, you're probably going to lose your jobs. They're not actually saying we're going to fire you. They're saying, boy, if Obama keeps in office, you know, we're not going to be able to stay in business and you're all going to lose your jobs. And this is kind of a little underhanded, obviously. Now, a new story has just come out, and this is over at the Huffington Post. Apparently, there is already starting a campaign of fraudulent phone calls to trick people into not showing up at the election polls on election day. This campaign is targeting African Americans, Spanish-speaking people, and the elderly, and it's already turned up in Florida and Virginia. They're being targeted by this anonymous voter suppression group. It's not anonymous. Look who they're targeting. That tells you who's behind it. And trying to trick them or intimidate them into not voting in the November presidential election. And apparently some of the elderly are getting phone calls saying that they'll be able to vote over their telephone on election day, which is nonsense. You cannot do that. Spanish-speaking people are being contacted and told that there's going to be an immigration check at the polling place. All kind, or criminal checks or something like that going on. And it's a massive campaign. It's already exposed in two states. It's probably happening all across the country. And look at who they are targeting, and that will tell you who is behind this thing. Now, Paul Ryan the other day had this situation where he was volunteering to help in a soup kitchen for the homeless. And it turns out that, too, was a fraud. He showed up at this soup kitchen for a grand total of 15 minutes, washed a pot in front of the cameras, and left. And the guy who's running the soup kitchen is a little angry at being exploited this way. Brian Antle, the president of the Mahoning County St. Vincent de Paul Society, said the Republican vice president candidate showed up uninvited. Scrub pots and pans that were already clean and posed for pictures and then left. And Mr. Antal said that he was never informed that Ryan was coming for a photo op, and if he had been asked ahead of time, he would have refused. So it's all fraud and illusion. Now, talking about the debates tonight. And this is a story that is coming out of Russia today. Isn't it amazing? When I was a kid, Russians were the enemy, and they're Pravda and Izvestia, and they're all lies and propaganda. And now the Russian media has become one of our most reliable sources for information about what's going on in the world, and certainly within this country. Apparently, there is a 21-page agreement signed by both Obama and Romney campaigns regarding tonight's debate. It's being billed as a town hall where the audience is going to be allowed to ask questions. Not really. The questions are scripted and pre-selected and pre-approved, and apparently by mutual agreement. Once somebody in the audience asks a question, their microphone will be cut. They will not be allowed a follow-up question in response to whatever the candidate says. This is probably a result of that embarrassing incident where Obama was asked at, like, I think it was first or second White House press conference, you know, do you know of any nations in the Middle East that actually have nuclear weapons? And he came back and ducked the question completely, talked about nonproliferation, and then the mic was taken away before there could be a follow-up saying, you didn't answer the question I asked. We'll be back after these words from our sponsors.
Are you prepared? Are you ready? You should be. CampingSurvival.com is your source for camping supplies, survival gear, and survival food. Whether you are an emergency preparedness-minded individual interested in MRE and colloidal silver, a hardcore hiker in need of paracord, a water filter system, and fire piston, or just need a basic first aid kit or emergency kit for the family, CampingSurvival.com is the right place. Call CampingSurvival.com today. Toll free, 800-537-1339. CampingSurvival.com. It's not about the end of the world. It's not about surviving a hypothetical plane crash. It's about the satisfaction you get knowing you can take care of yourself and or your family in any situation, anytime, anywhere. Call now, 800-537-1339.
Golden Stag Safaris invites you to hunt in one of Argentina's most beautiful scenarios. Enjoy the quietness of the Pampas and the five-star accommodation lodge. Excellent food and wine included in your stay, all the while hunting big game in the Argentine Valley, an area known for having a wide range of game, excellent trophies, the biggest stags in South America, as well as many other species, all gold medal quality. One-on-one guided hunts, rental guns available with the highest quality scopes in every caliber, Land Rovers for transport, pickup at Buenos Aires Airport, and a private aircraft for charter is all available. Go to www.goldenstagsafaris.com to see photos and for more information. Again, www.goldenstagsafaris.com.
Meet Jerry D.
Hi.
Jerry and his family, like you, are very concerned about world conditions and have gathered many emergency preparedness items, including turtle tough shelters.
We have added 2 24-foot turtle toughs to our supplies and feel very secure knowing our large family is ready for whatever the future may bring.
Turtle tough shelters are not tents. They are permanent yet portable four-season geodesic frame shelters that are as strong as a cabin at a fraction of the cost and are easy to set up, take down, and move anywhere. Available in two sizes. Get your Turtle Tough Shelter and accessories included at TurtleToughShelters.com. That's Turtle, T-U-F-F, Shelters.com. Or call 801-623-3288. That's 801-623-3288. Or see them online at TurtleToughShelters.com. Turtle Tough Shelters, your all-season home away from home.
Stop this evil from moving forward, dehumanizing all we're supposed to hate. How can we stop this atrocity of war, which destroys our conscience to the point of no return and numbs us to the murder of innocence? As we try to run away from the constant nightmares of the dead and the dying.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. And we're talking about this signed agreement between the Obama and Romney campaigns on how the debate will be run. It's a seating plan, where the water glasses are going to be. And apparently, the agreement also stipulates that the moderator, Candy Crowley, does not have a right to press the candidates on any of the questions. So even she is being blocked from any kind of follow-up from the questions. So basically, she's just a very lovely microphone holder. And it's basically a way of making sure that neither candidate are asked questions they don't want to deal with. So it's all scripted. It's all scripted. And the only purpose of these debate is to pick who's the better actor. And of course, last time Mitt Romney came out ahead, and I'm sure Obama is determined that this time he's going to be up there in his normal, supportive form. And, he's an excellent speaker. And I remember in 2008 just noticing he almost had that Kennedy quality of being able to inspire people. But being able to inspire people and convince them does not a good president make. Needs somebody who knows how to make things work, how to make it happen. And we've got this government dominated by MBAs and lawyers and inherited wealth, they're clueless about actually making the country run. And as far as that MBA one is concerned, it goes all the way back to the end of World War II. You know, when Bretton Woods was basically bringing unearned wealth to the United States of America, and, you know, companies were very prosperous, and they didn't want to promote the people who actually knew how to make things. So Harvard Business School came up with Scientific Business Management and the MBA in order to train up privileged class people to be the bosses of the factories, even though they didn't have an idea what was going on down at the floor. And that was kind of this sick irony. The people who actually knew how to get things done were reduced to a lower social class. We can't promote you. You're too valuable right there where you are on the factory floor. So we're going to get this kid with an MBA, and he's going to run the place. And we literally created an entire generation of corporate leadership with no understanding or respect for the actual manufacturing process. And so it's hardly surprising, as these MBAs became corporate CEOs, that they said, ah, we'll just let somebody else do the manufacturing. We don't need that here. I don't need to get my hands dirty. We're all getting rich here. And again, it's just one stupefyingly bad decision after another on the part of the federal government. Because we understand money junkies are always going to behave like money junkies. They've been doing it throughout all history. But a well-run country means you have a government that is balancing the needs of the general population with the priorities of the corporate interests to keep the nation in balance. And when government abandons that role and they side over with the corporations, that is fascism. All righty. Somebody in the chat room said we need to have a televised debate between Mitt Romney and Big Bird. All righty. Speaking of Romney, as I mentioned earlier in the show, Mitt Romney is the son of George Romney, who was a former governor of Michigan and had a very good record on which Mitt Romney is trying to run. But apparently a longtime aide to George Romney has gone public with a harshly worded critique of Mitt, basically saying he's shifting his political positions in erratic and startling ways, and that he's not able to live up to the career and record of his father. And we've been saying that all along. Mitt Romney just says what he thinks the people right in front of him want to hear that moment. And then the next day he'll say something completely different. And again, going back to this video, Romney Exposed, and I need to get that bumped up to the top of the page. It opens with all of these videos of Mitt Romney just saying both sides of an argument. I'm for this. I'm against it. I'm for this. I'm against it. And that's exactly what it is. And as a result, nobody can actually look at Mitt Romney and know what he is really going to do if he becomes the president. We can't know. He's the Mitch's sketch. They turn him over and shake him, and he says something completely new and completely different. After he won the primaries, you know, he said, everything I've said up to this point is no longer operative. We're going to have a whole new Mitt Romney to go up against Obama. They're just openly admitting. They're just saying what they need to say to win. And the American people are being asked to vote for a candidate without actually knowing what that candidate's real agenda is going to be. And I think that's why we're seeing this ramp up of these telephone tricks to scare people away from voting. And it's targeting, obviously, if it's targeting Spanish and blacks and the elderly, it's targeting people who tend to vote Democratic. And we're going to see massive vote fraud all across the country. This is going to be the dirtiest election in American history. So now let's see. We posted a link at whatreallyhappened.com. Snow arrives in Europe even earlier than last year, and it's simply a set of webcams that look over one of Europe's skiing areas, and they've got a heavy coat of snow. And the point is that the snow started falling even earlier this year than it did last year. Now, yesterday we were reporting on how the UK Met Office had finally admitted that the warming trend that was exploited for this whole global warming carbon tax, carbon credit agenda had actually stopped 16 years ago. Remember that whole hide the decline thing? There were all these researchers who were funded to deal with the crisis of global warming, and the globe stopped warming. And that's when they started rigging the data and rigging the charts. And we've got to do the hockey stick. And it was in the computer code that past a certain point, they were just adding fudge figures to the temperatures to keep selling this idea of the hockey stick and this crisis so they could all make money. And their funding was dependent on it. We got into this hide the decline thing, which is exactly what they were doing. The Earth wasn't doing what they had predicted it was going to do. Now, a real scientist would have said, obviously our models are no longer accurate. Something is going on we don't understand. But because science in the United States has become completely prostituted by big money, the big money kept saying, no, we need the people to believe in this global warming thing, and your job is to go out there and manufacture the data that supports our agenda. And too many scientists, like Michael Mann, were willing to go along with that. And it was a huge, huge scandal. And I mention this because I want to remind everybody that anytime somebody comes up and dismisses your concerns about 9/11 or the Federal Reserve as, it's just a conspiracy theory. Conspiracies do exist. We've got one here fully on display, because if you go back over that whole history of the human-caused global warming agenda, some $45 trillion looted from the people of the world under the guise of fighting carbon dioxide and fighting global warming and all the rest of it. And they knew 16 years ago it wasn't really getting warmer. And look how many people signed onto this agenda. NASA, NOAA, the UK Met Office, Penn State, University of East Anglia, the National Geographic, both in its print magazine and its TV channel, were always pushing, oh, the world is getting warmer. It's getting warmer out there. No, it wasn't. And they knew for 16 years it wasn't. This is a textbook case of just how far these conspiracies do go to disinform the American people and the people of the world. Look how many people were willing participants to this global warming hoax, who made money off of it and just said, well, you know, it's a living. I'm making a decent living. I'm going to do this. And they all went along with this agenda. And now they're admitting 16 years ago the warming had stopped. And for the last 16 years, they were maintaining and supporting a lie because there was money involved with it. So, yeah, Virginia, there really are government conspiracies. And we got one here staked out on the ground in full view for everybody to look at and study from. Okay, we're going to grab a phone call here. George, Texas. Aloha, George. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, how you doing, Mike?
Doing okay.
Well, you know, the thing is, I can tell these debates for stage because a lot of the questions I want asked, they're never asked.
They never are.
But you know, the thing is, do you remember back in the election of 1980 when Ronald Reagan and Jimmy Carter were debating? They specifically says, do not mention about the Iran hostage situation, and Barbara Walters disregarded that order and asked that question. You remember that?
I remember that one. Ooh, there was steam coming out of the ears of the candidates on that one.
Oh, yeah. But, you know, the thing is, I just really think with this 21-page agreement, I just think we ought to shame both candidates. I think they should go to that debate that's in Chicago. You know, with the other third-party candidates and see how they measure up.
Oh, they never debate the people's candidates. They might come off looking bad. That's why there was... remember back during the primary season where the corporate media kept cropping the pictures of the debates so that Ron Paul, who was always put on the end slot, they never had him in the middle of the crowd. They always put him on the far end, and they'd crop the pictures so that people looking at the magazines and newspapers and TV screens didn't even see that he was there. I mean, that was how overt, you know, you're real... have the candidate be choose for you. And again, after that, the spectacles that we saw at both party conventions of complete and utter disregard for the will of their own voters and supporters, you know, we're just one step closer to the anger boiling over in the American people. And I don't want to see a violent revolution in this country, because that's the revolution the government is already prepared to fight and win. But, man, you can feel the rage around you. We got to take a break for commercials. Thank you for the call, George. We'll be back with more phone calls after these words from our sponsors.
Oh, yeah. If you're taking 1, 2, 5 or more nutritional supplements, please stop. Simplify your supplementation with Bio Superfood, the most advanced nutritional whole food supplement you can buy. Men, women, children, even Olympic athletes the world over have discovered Bio Superfood from BioAge.com. And now take just one nutritional supplement instead of many. The Bio Superfood formulas are whole food products composed with four of the most nutrient-dense algae found on Earth. Bio Superfood for the brain helps with focus, memory, clarity, and mood. If you can increase brain health, the rest of the body is a no-brainer. Bio Superfood has zero toxicity and is safe for you and your family. Learn more and order your Bio Superfood formulas at BioAge.com, spelled BioAge.com, BioAge.com, or call 877-288-9116. That's 877-288-9116. BioAge, the age of advanced organics.
How would you like to own land? A refuge to escape from big cities, possible food shortages, the collapse of the dollar, or just a vacation trip is now available to you. Lots of fishing and hunting are available just across the Rio Grande River. Own your personal Colorado Wilderness RV lot within 3 stones throw of the Rio Grande River for $1,395. Quarter acre lots, county road access. All lots come with warranty deed. All just for $1,395. Call 785-672-3141. 785-672-3141. Or go online to ColoradoRiverLots.com for more information and to see photos. It is away from civilization, a good business investment, and a low-cost protection plan. Call today, 785-672-3141.
In times like these, you can't depend on the government to keep you warm and fed, but you can depend on the Vermont Bun Baker to do just that. With the Vermont Bun Baker, you'll never be in a situation where you can't cook, bake, fry, boil water, or heat your home all at the same time. One of the most revolutionary cook stoves, wood stoves ever, the Vermont Bun Baker is available with or without soapstone veneer, a natural stone that retains heat and radiates it back into the room once the fire is out. A beautiful addition to your home, the Vermont Bun Baker has an efficiency rating well above 75% and qualifies for the wood stove tax credit. For more information, watch the Vermont Bun Baker on YouTube and live stream or visit us at www.vermontwoodstove.com. You can also reach us by calling 1-866-SOAPSTONE. Don't ever be hungry or cold because the power's gone out. With a Vermont Bun Baker, all you have to worry about is what's for dinner.
Working two jobs ends never seem to me. She often goes hungry so her babies can't eat. Fatherless son wears torn clothes to school. We're making fun of him's the only golden rule. She doesn't know she's a favorite daughter. If someone wants to help her,
and aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. We're going to take some phone calls here. Mike in Kentucky. Aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
All right. Now, maybe I misheard what you were saying. You're saying that they admitted that this must be a double. There's like two press releases going on right now because they're saying that it was 331. September was the 331st consecutive month where global temperatures are above the 20th century average. Now, you're saying that they admitted there's no global warming since 1996?
Yeah, basically the British Met Office, which at the beginning of this whole global warming hoax, they were out there screaming that in 10 years snow will be a thing of the past. And, of course, like I just you can see through the webcams yourself, snow has come to Europe even earlier than it did last year. Down in Australia, they're having a very unusual late spring snowstorm that has stranded cars in the Blue Mountains. And so basically the British Met Office basically went public and said, according to their data, the warming trend that kicked off this whole global warming thing ended 16 years ago. But there is so much money invested in selling carbon credits And also because it's part of the agenda for global government, that we all have to do what the global government says to save Mother Earth. And so a lot of political power and a lot of economic power were basically put into continuing to sell this agenda.
Well,
and we've had...
They're getting pretty desperate, apparently, you know, and it's very Orwellian, because USA Today had the story that I was just mentioning, and they also have a story from October the 11th that says global warming is causing the Antarctic ice sheet to expand. So there's more. More is less.
Yeah, that's one of the ones they keep falling back on is, no, you don't understand. Global warming makes colder weather. That, and that's how they're trying to cover up for the fact that this whole thing's kind of fallen apart. But the UK Met Office was being cited as the definitive source, at least for the British, on global warming. And now they're saying, actually, it ended 16 years ago. And if you go and look at my article that I wrote on ClimateGate, you go back and you look at the history. The money junkies are always screaming, the world is getting warmer, the world is getting colder, the world is getting warmer, the world is getting... And they alternate back and forth, and always they've got some agenda that you have to follow, or some tax you have to pay, or some regulation that you must submit to save the planet Earth.
Well,
and
I know a lot of people don't like to talk about it, but they're looking for any excuse to implement this weather control crap, you know, that the chemtrail crowd has been screaming about for a long time.
That's part of the whole hoax situation as well here. So anyway, listen, thank you for the call. All we're right. Going to let you go and switch over to Eugene in Ohio. Aloha, Eugene. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hello, Mike.
Hi.
I've listened to you for a long time, but I just got one beef with you, man, because I enjoy your show for the most part, and I respect just about everything you say. But several times I've heard you say that if there was a violent revolution to occur in our country, it just seems like you just say, keep saying that the American people couldn't win. I'd like to know how you would know this for a fact. I mean, you know, rage, for the most part, has a powerful effect, you know. And, I mean, I'd hate to see something like this, too, happen. But if it came down to it, who's to say who's going to win and who's not?
Well, to be very honest, I would rather not have to find out. I think that if we just stand up and say we won't pay, the foreign investors are going to start yanking their money out of the banking system, and it's all going to come crashing down. All it's going to take is for either Spain or Greece's government to collapse. That's going to trigger a derivatives run on Wall Street that will bring it all crashing down, because there's nothing the government can do in that situation that won't cause the collapse of the dollar. I mean, they can simply say we reject the contracts, we're not going to pay on them. That would cause a collapse of the derivatives market. Or they could try and hyperinflate away the claims and just simply print up trillions and trillions of new dollars to pay the claims on those derivatives. That would also collapse the dollar here. So it's really a no-win situation. As far as an armed revolution, the government has been preparing for years. We've been hearing about all these purchases of hollow point ammunition for all these various government agencies, like the National Weather Service. You know, they have these trucks that they've developed with these portable pain rays on top. They're basically open air microwave ovens to boil the water in your skin and cause great pain that way. We know the government has been stockpiling all kinds of CS tear gas, which is what they used on that church down in Waco, Texas. And by the way, it's illegal to use that on enemy troops in a war. But by golly, the U.S. government's going to use it on the American people. That's the kind of revolution the government is preparing for. Might they fight that and still lose? Yeah, it's entirely possible, especially if the military continues to basically desert them. Do we really expect the clerks at the National Weather Service to man the barricades? No, I don't think that's going to happen either. But a lot of people are going to get hurt. A lot of people are going to die. I'd rather seek a way in, maybe I'm channeling Gandhi on this one, but I really think this can be accomplished without resorting to violence, although we know the government will resort to violence at some point when they feel their power and control is slipping.
Yeah, that sounds reasonable all for the most part there, but with all these people pulling their money out of the banks and stuff, I don't know if that's, you know, going to be a non-starter or not, you know, because for the most part, the American people most of the time just care about their beer and their football games, you know.
Yeah, but if they can't buy beer and they can't buy the tickets to football games, that's when they're going to get angry. Got to let you go. Take a break for commercials. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Are you tormented with anxiety, depression, or other chronic symptoms of less than perfect health? In 2010, a few people got to participate in a groundbreaking discovery. Dr. Carolyn Dean, world-renowned authority on natural health, has recently patented a technology that is straight out of science fiction. And she invited me to try this product called RNA Drops. And within 12 hours of taking RNA Drops, I could feel an amazing sense of bliss. And since then, I've watched my troubles with depression and other health issues vanish into freedom and happiness again. Listen to hours of testimonials and get your trial bottle of RNA Drops at www.rnafreebottle.com. That's www.rnafreebottle.com. Pay only shipping and handling and get your free trial bottle today at rnafreebottle.com.
Chlorine, fluoride, pathogens, and more are in the water you drink day to day. Do you want the ability to remove and reduce those harmful things in the water you drink? You can. How? With a Berkey water filter. A complete standalone gravity filter system that requires no electricity and no plumbing. Use for emergencies or for every day. Berkey systems come in 7 different sizes. Where can you get one? From GetBerkey.com. That's GetBerkey.com. With the purchase of each system, you get 50% off accessories, such as fluoride filters, water level spigot, and sport bottles. Plus, free shipping on all orders over $25. For a limited time, get 5% off all ceramic systems when you use coupon code RBN. Call GetBerkey at 855-GetBerkey. That's 855-438-2375. Or visit GetBerkey.com. That's GetBerkey.com.
Warning for all Gulf Coast disaster survivors. Be aware that dangerous gases are in the air you breathe. Benzene, hydrogen sulfide, methylene chloride, and Corexit 9500. Keep your body clean with micro plant powder. For all Gulf Coast residents and all who want to be healthy, HempUSA.org brings you a new formulation of micro plant powder with Lactobacillus acidophilus, rebuilding your immune system while detoxing the rest of your body, pulling out positive toxins, heavy metals, viruses, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Micro plant powder will help eliminate these dangerous chemicals from the body used in the Gulf cleanup. At HempUSA.org, we want you to try our number one selling detox product, micro plant powder. Call and order at 1-908-691-2608. 1-908-691-2608. Or visit us at HempUSA.org today.
Wall Street wizards on the lam from a mental institution, claim private retirement funds, yeah, they are the best solution. But when the markets crash, you'll be asking where's the cash. Guess them folks in D.C. must be smoking Texas hash. Will Congress pay the piper?
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. Going to take another phone call. Mike in Texas. Aloha, Mike. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Several things or statements. I appreciate all the good words that you say. You're very interesting to listen to, and for us, you have logical statements of good logic and fact. The first thing I would say in regards to the microwave equipment that might be anti-personnel, I think most of the people are fairly knowledgeable. If they had to confront such equipment, they would put a couple holes in the radiator of the vehicle first so that after a period of time it's not going to work, and then they would shoot for the transmitter that bounces off the microwave.
Well,
parabolic.
These vehicles are armored. These vehicles are armored to prevent that sort of situation. Sure. But I'll tell you something that might actually work. Have you ever seen what's called a radar reflector for small boats? It's just basically three sheets of metal attached at right angles to maximize the return from radar so that the bigger ships don't run over you.
The individual could have a parabolic shield as far as that goes. I'm just saying.
No, parabolic shield would not work.
Radiator first,
Parabolic shield.
Go for the transmitter amplifier that looks at the parabolic point of focus on the antenna, so to speak.
Well, again, these vehicles are armored against gunfire for that very, very reason. So, you know, the idea is basically, you know, could some dispersants in the air blunt the signal? I doubt it. It's microwaves. But again, if people really wanted to go up to one of those things, first of all, it can only point one direction at a time. And second of all, if people had oversized versions of the radar reflectors to hide behind, it would send the beam right back to the transmitting antenna and overheat it. So that's another way to go. I would like to avoid all of this stuff.
Hey, let's exchange a little bit. We're kind of talking over each other.
Okay, well, again, shooting at the radiator or shooting at the transmitter isn't going to work because they are armored.
Wait a minute. Hold on. You have to have a amplifier radiating into a parabolic surface in order to focus a beam. If you take out that amplifier, which is that arm-looking thing sitting in front of the parabolic antenna, it's disabled.
Okay, Mike, I'm going to let you go here because you're not hearing me when I reply back to you that these units are armored, including the little arm that's out there in front of the dish. This isn't like your direct TV dish or anything like that. These things are designed to survive impacts by gunfire. Whether a 50 cal would take it out, I don't know. I don't plan to find out. But again, you know, meshes of these retro reflectors would send the signal right back and overheat the unit. But again, I don't want to find out. We know that this government and financial system are going to come down, hopefully before they trigger a nuclear world war to save the dollar. We're almost in a race here to see what hits first. You know, the dollar plunging through the pavement or a nuclear bomb coming down on top of our heads. We're in a race between the two. But I do not see a violent revolution as being a way to go simply because the government has been preparing to fight one against the American people. And in addition to these portable parries, they've got the drones up there. They're starting to deploy drones over the American people, and they'll be just as armed as the ones that they're using to kill non-combatants over there in Pakistan. And, yeah, the government has the advantage of having taken all your money and spent it to basically flog you back into your slave pens. And so we're going to have to go with another solution. A head-to-head confrontation with the U.S. federal government is going to get a lot of people needlessly killed. So, patience. It's coming down all by itself. Our best course of action is to just be ready to deal with the period of confusion that's going to follow the crash, which may be as long as 3 months. You know, to judge by what happened between the collapse of the Soviet Union and the Russian Republic's starting up. So really, I don't plan to find out. I suggest you don't plan to find out how to take out those portable pain rays. I mention them only to basically reveal to the American people the mindset of the government. Because those portable pain ray trucks, it's basically flogging the slaves with all the modern improvements. That's all it is. It has nothing to do with the war on terror, has nothing to do with preserving democracy, has everything to do with, we don't want you up here interfering with our little money games, so we're going to just scatter you back away. It's basically the next step beyond what they did at the New York Republican Convention, where they just grabbed everybody and threw them in dog cages. That's the mindset of the government, and that portable pain ray is a perfect illustration of it, along with all their little sound transmitters and all the rest of these other high-tech gadgets. I think, if anything, though, the U.S. government has kind of made the same mistake that Nazi Germany did, in that they invested in all these high-tech wonder weapons, which ultimately didn't change the outcome of the war. So, whatever. Now, I want to get back to ClimateGate. I want to get back to this very obvious and now exposed conspiracy for the last 16 years to lie the entire world into thinking the world is getting warmer and it's all the fault of the icky-poo human beings, so that they would pay a carbon tax and submit to a global environmental authority. And apparently the funding for projects is still out there. There's a big, huge stink over on Canada's Pacific coast, where this scientist has basically dropped iron compounds into the ocean to stimulate plankton blooms. And the theory is these plankton blooms will absorb carbon dioxide, and then when they die, they sink down to the bottom of the ocean, trapping the CO2. And apparently he went ahead and did this without the appropriate permits. And nobody's even really sure that this idea works, but he's out there, he's got a funding, he's grant, and he's just going to go out there and he's throwing the stuff all over the water. And he's out there saying, you know, this permit thing, and there was a moratorium on this practice already in places. Ah, it's just all myths and stuff. I've got to do this to save the earth. And it's become the new religion. In fact, I think the British courts actually ruled that global warming was a religion. It wasn't science. So, anyway, moving over, looking at the chat room stuff. Okay, phone lines are open again, 800-313-9443, coming to the end of today's show. Now, you've probably all been following this problem where this injectable back pain medication from the New England Compounding Center, it's a pharmaceutical manufacturer, has triggered a crisis of fungal meningitis all across America. Now, if somebody has fungal meningitis, they cannot give it to you. It has no secondary communicability. You can only get it by being injected with this medication. Now they're finding out, apparently, at least two other lines of product from this New England Compounding Center are also contaminated with this fungal meningitis. And just, again, all these companies, they're cutting corners to maximize profitability, and they're harming people. And apparently this company has been sued once before for not taking adequate care to make sure that the medications coming out of their factory are just the medicine and nothing else. They're going to take another phone call. Tim in Wisconsin. Aloha, Tim. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
To what you said before about, you said patients, this crypt system is, coming down by itself.
Mm-hmm.
That made me think of, even like on even the newer movie of War of the Worlds, where it looked like the Martians were really winning for a while,
mm-hmm.
then like one of those one of those spacecrafts or whatever you call others, was coming down by itself, or they're all starting to come down by themselves, and that's so
yeah, they succumbed to the Earth bacteria.
I thought that's what this corrupt government system can also be said to be, in a way.
Well, again, the fact of the matter is that private central banks cannot be sustained. They can be prolonged very long time. We've been slave to one for almost 100 years, but they cannot survive forever. They're naturally unstable. And that's what's going on. And the reason I think that our best course of action is to go out there and stand with the Occupy protesters and say, we won't pay, we won't pay, is because since the SNL bailout of the 1980s, foreign investment capital has been kept inside the United States of America with a little promise, which is if you make money, you can keep it. But if you lose money, we'll transfer the losses onto the American people. And that promise has kept investment in the United States even as we lose our manufacturing and our agriculture. But on the day when the American people stand up and say, we will not be the wallet of last resort for Wall Street's crimes, corruption, and failure, then those foreign investors are going to get nervous. And they're going to start pulling their money out of the U.S. banking system. We're talking trillions and trillions of dollars. They'll yank it all at once, and the whole system is going to come crashing down. And we know it's going to happen. Remember what Gandhi used to say. Throughout history, there have always been tyrants, and for a time, they can seem invincible, but they always fall. And that's the situation where we are right now.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
All right. Thanks a lot for the phone call, Tim. We're going to let you go here. Now, a lot of attention this coming election is focused on Proposition 37 out in California. The companies that promote and sell genetically modified organisms are fighting tooth and nail. They're pouring millions and millions of dollars into an ad campaign against labeling of GMO. It is a very hard position to push, this idea that you're not allowed to know what is in the food you are buying. Most people aren't going along with that, so they're resorting to scare tactics about food prices will go through the roof. Look how much you're paying for food now. Labeling food as GMO is only going to make the problem worse. And there's scare tactics and smears, and we know that the corporate media out in California is towing the line against Proposition 37 because Monsanto is doing to them exactly the same thing they did to Fox News back during the synthetic bovine growth hormone story, which is, if you report the truth about what's going on, we'll simply take our advertising away from you, and that's a lot of money. And for every corporate media outlet that is struggling to keep their doors open, that is a very credible threat right now. But there's an article that we put up on whatreallyhappened.com saying don't celebrate yet, but a grassroots victory against GMO deception is now inevitable. And the point they're making is if Proposition 37 is defeated, or the election is rigged to defeat it, or if Proposition 37 passes, but Monsanto immediately goes to court to block its implementation and just drags it out through appeals for the next 10 or 15 years, the fact of the matter is that word is already out among ordinary Americans that these GMO products are extraordinarily dangerous. And we're already seeing websites pop up that list all the products with GMO content. You can just, there's even an iPhone app that tells you what not to buy. And people are just very much aware that these products are dangerous. They're aware of the French study that showed massive tumors. They're aware of that earlier study involving GMO potatoes that caused severe organ damage to the test animals on that situation. They're aware that Monsanto's own corporate cafeterias will not serve genetically modified organisms. They're aware that our political leadership at the White House and the Congress, there's no GMO allowed there. And so people are saying, I want to eat as healthy as the politicians and the money junkies do. Why am I not allowed to do that? And of course, we get back this thing, there isn't enough food, you must eat GMO or people are going to starve. And that too is another lie, because the GMO crops do not produce larger yields. We saw that in India with the collapse of the cotton crop. And we're seeing all around the world when they talk about drought, the GMO crops are far less resistant to drought than the natural varieties. If the water availability drops at all, the crop is just going to be completely wiped out if it's GMO. And the bottom line is, it is harmful to be eating this stuff. They still don't understand fully what happens to the proteins inside the food when they've tinkered with the genes. Because what they've discovered is that when you alter the gene in one tiny place of the organism to produce a desired result, it's going to affect protein synthesis everywhere. Because DNA is not a linear set of instructions how to make a kernel of corn. It is very self-referential. It refers back to itself over and over again. That's how they get so. That's how why there is so much available information in such a tiny, tiny molecular package. And so the public awareness has been increased by the campaign against Proposition 37. I'd like to see 37 win. I think it stands a good chance, barring major vote fraud, it stands a great chance of winning. But again, Monsanto will go to court and say it's restraint of trade, it's unfair, it's, you know, all this other stuff there. And they'll do everything they can, because more and more foreign countries will not import Monsanto corn. That's also affecting the balance of trade. And right now, Monsanto is basically down to dumping this toxic product on the American people or go out of business. What do you think they're going to go on doing? Now, speaking of feeding the world's population, global food reserves are at their lowest level in 40 years. We have seen large sources of food for the human population destroyed by the Gulf oil disaster, by Fukushima, by various and sundry other industrial accidents. And so global food reserves are edging down. We know there's widespread famine in many parts of the world. At the same time, U.S. food manufacturers are putting chemicals in your food to make you eat more, because then you buy more and they make more money. And they're talking about this very serious situation of a global food crisis. And like I said, France and Britain are already coming to blows over scallops. They're fighting over scallops. And still, despite all of this, the U.S. is maintaining its ethanol mandate. We're going to take these crops and we're going to turn it into gasoline for your car, which dissolves the fuel systems on older cars. It's not carbon neutral. It doesn't provide the same energy as petroleum. It uses six times as much energy to convert the corn into ethanol as the ethanol produces. It's another blue sky, politically correct project here. And the ethanol mandate in the United States of America uses up enough food crop to feed 412 million people for an entire year. So even though they're saying global food reserves are coming down and people are going hungry, by golly, we're going to take the food away from 412 million people for an entire year in order to go along this path toward ethanol production. GMO crops produce lower yields than the natural varieties. They're less resistant to drought. And the reckless release of this pollen and cross-pollination have triggered new forms of pests, weeds, insects that are immune to the GMO-produced toxins, which you're still eating in the products. It's all about the money. It's all about the bucks. Monsanto wanted to monopolize and control food production the way the Federal Reserve monopolizes money. We'll be right back. As many of you know, natural supplements are fantastic for your body and have zero side effects. You need to restore your body's natural balance. TerraVim strives to carry only the highest quality dietary supplements and natural vitamins that can be beneficial in helping your body recover from the impact of daily stress, allergens, illness, environmental pollution, and the aging process. Why buy from TerraVim? Simple. TerraVim provides a rewards program. Earn $1 for every $10 spent, free health consultations, free shipping on all orders, and an additional 10% discount on every order when you mention the coupon code RBN. Call 866-647-4372. That's 866-647-4372, or go to TerraVim.com. That's TerraVim.com. TerraVim, the best supplements on earth.
Wouldn't you agree? Healthy people are happier and more productive. Obesity is the root cause of many health problems. Do you want to lose weight safely, look sexy and attractive without side effects and no chemicals? Lose weight without the side effects safely with Zeno's Organic Dietary Supplements. Made in the USA, 100% USDA certified organic. Visit www.zenos.com. That's www.zenohs.com. Try our products risk-free for a limited time offer. No purchase necessary. You only pay shipping and handling. Get your old, sexy body back now. Visit Zenos.com. Get your free supplements now. Visit Zenos.com right now. www.zenohs.com. That's www.zenohs.com.
In an emergency situation, would you drink contaminated water? You could if you have the amazing Life Straw from MyPatriotSupply.com. Life Straw is the most advanced personal water filter available today. It filters contaminated water from almost any source. Life Straw is lightweight and compact, perfect for hiking, camping, or in an emergency like a flood. Life Straw is easy to clean, comes with a one-year warranty, and has been used worldwide since 2005. Get the amazing Life Straw personal water filter at MyPatriotSupply.com. Plus, check out Survival Seed Vault, 20 seed varieties for only $37.95, Tattler canning lids, long-term storable foods as low as $69.95, and much more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Enjoy stress-free shipping on all orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927 or visit MyPatriotSupply.com. That's 866-229-0927, MyPatriotSupply.com, for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence.
Fear and hate will rule them, said the demon to the roll. In shackles we will bind them, to the terror they'll show. As mindless slaves they will not think, blind eyes they will not see. They'll jail themselves and call the bars Homeland Security.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the last segment of our show today. And a little note from history. When you talk about flashpoints and people finally getting angry, and we go back and we look at the French Revolution, which is a misnomer. It was actually several revolutions in rapid succession, because each new incoming government started to think they could act like the old government, and that promptly triggered another revolution. And many of the people who led the first French Revolution wound up going to the guillotine in the subsequent revolution. So it was a tremendous time of turmoil. But pretty much everybody looks at the storming of the Bastille as the start of that whole process, even though there had been rioting and discontent for long before that happened. Everyone says, oh, storming the Bastille, that was actually the start of the French Revolution. A lot of people say, why did they storm the Bastille? It was a prison. Were they trying to get the prisoners out there? And the reality was, they were hungry. They were all starving. The French people were starving, and they knew the government had some of their food stockpiles inside the Bastille, and that was what triggered the riot. They just said, we got to go in and we got to grab some food. When people get hungry enough, they will start ignoring social order and structure, and they'll start going where they think they can get their next meal. And another lesson from the storming of the Bastille, it was not well defended. When all those guards looked out and saw that mass of people coming at them, they ran. And so if you're worried about all these stories about how the government is buying hollow point ammunition from the National Weather Service and all these other various government offices, do not for a moment think that all of these civil service workers, these government workers, are going to risk their lives manning the barricades against the inrush of enraged American citizens. They're going to skedaddle, because that's not their job, to stand there and catch bullets on behalf of the political leadership. And after it's all over, we'll pick up all those guns and we'll sell them for pennies on the dollar. Never used, only dropped once. One final story before we hit the end of the show. There is a pharmaceutical company, Sanofi, the world's fourth largest pharmaceutical company. And they have a leukemia drug called, I'm going to mispronounce this, alemtuzumab, after prescribing it off-label for multiple sclerosis patients. Now, off-label is considered questionable. They're going to relicense it and rename it and sell it specifically for multiple sclerosis. They're not doing this out of the goodness of their heart. They're going to rack up the price by about 20 times. Because it's apparently you only have to take it two courses over 2 years, and then that's it. So it's not a big moneymaker in its current pricing. So they're going to relabel it, change the name, get it approved for use for multiple sclerosis, even though it's been used for 20 years to do that. So the approval is a slam dunk. But then they're going to say, you know, you can't prescribe this other one that's really cheap. Here's exactly the same one with a different name, and that's the one that you'll sell, and it's going to cost 20 times more. It's all driven by money, junkie, greed. And no regard for the patients, no concern for what's really the best. Remember the good old days when doctors and hospitals were all about treating the sick, making people well? Not anymore. They don't want you well. They need America to be ill. Then you're a revenue source. If we're treating ourselves, if we're healthy, they can't make money off of us. All right, on that note, we will be back tomorrow here on the Republic Broadcasting Network. John Stadmiller and Michelle Rosen will be our guests, talking about a lot of really cool stuff. Remember to please go over to Republic Broadcasting, hit that PayPal button. You know how serious this is right now. And until tomorrow, aloha, America.
It's true.